Would you introduce yourself, please?
My name's Harriet, but you may know me as Hatchie, and I'm from Brisbane, Australia.
But you're willing to not hide behind the Hatchie, so to speak, from moment one.
Yeah.
Not behind the persona.
Yeah, no, I don't really mind either way.
So we've got uni formal training, which I want to talk to you about and see how formal that formal training is. A creative industries, which is a very interesting thing because mm-hmm. my degrees are in similar things and people are like, what'd you do?
Yeah.
You have a degree in rhetoric? What does that mean? Baba Ganoush, voice lessons, moved on to pop, et cetera, et cetera. Triple J unearthed. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. And how did you feel when you learned, oh, wait a minute, of the zillions of things they get, they selected me?
Yeah. It was definitely a shock that everything happened so fast. But you can kind of, I don't know, when you upload something to Unearthed, you know that it's going to get heard and you know that it's going to get played. They guarantee that.
That's amazing, though. So
there is a little bit of a guarantee, which is amazing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they guarantee that it will be listened to. They
say by somebody.
Somebody out on Earth will listen to it. They listen to every single track, no matter what. So that's the really great part. Yeah. So you know that they're going to listen to it at least once. And so you can kind of gauge already if it will get played or if it will get listened to from the get-go.
So what level, because I didn't see this anywhere, what did you actually send them?
So I sent them Try. I uploaded it to the website.
And how produced at that point was Try?
It was produced. It was
fully
ready.
Produced?
Yeah. So I, you know, part of the reason it took me so long to start this project, even though I wrote the song almost 2 years before I released it, was because I was saving up all my money to record and produce the first track and, you know, get everything kind of ready to go.
And it was that one track that you sent them?
Yeah, it was just Try that I uploaded to the website.
Wow.
Yeah, but I didn't have anything else fully recorded. I was just thinking I'd do that and then maybe 6 months later I'd do everything else, but it kind of happened a lot faster than that.
Which is a good thing overall, if
definitely.
You can take a deep breath,
yeah,
and
I can't
understand
complain about that.
It. Yeah. So where's that split there for you where pop is good and pop is bad?
Well, I completely agree with you in that, you know, almost every song, you know, or every song with a refrain or a hook can be considered a pop song. I agree with you. I think that, you
in
know,
theory,
I think
right.
in theory, yeah, it's a much bigger, broader term than people want it to be.
Well, these days, pop,
for sure.
These days, pop, and this is where the problem is when someone uses the word pop, and so many indie artists do, but it becomes a problem because it's a dirty word.
Yeah, for sure. Which is a shame. I think it's weird. Yeah, I don't know. I think people kind of got in this habit and this trap of really trying to segregate music and trying to call, yeah, you know, pop was just, as you said, like Christina Aguilera, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I think those lines are definitely blurring and I like that they're blurring. I don't want it to be like so segregated.
What is going to be, moving forward, the filter for a Hatchie song? Do you know what the filter is?
I don't know. I guess part of it is that it's hooky and memorable and, you know, somewhat catchy. That's like the main thing for me. When I call it, you know, and I give it a name like a genre and put it in a genre, that's more for other people than it is for me. At the moment, I'm just whatever I'm writing that I like, I'm saying it's a Hatchie song. But and I want a bunch of different types of songs to go on my album. I'm not really like trying to, I'm not really into the ticking the boxes at the moment. But for the EP, I definitely was. And I was definitely, you know, grouping songs together and out of, you know, the 100 songs that I had written.
When you put out an EP and the EP's got 5 songs and you
yeah.
recorded, basically Try was there, but certainly Sure and Sugar and Spice and Sleep came pretty much in that same glop. Oh,
yeah.
So how did those stick together more than the others?
Yeah, I don't know, because I had written a bunch of other songs. Some of them had gone to Baba Ganoush. And a bunch of them just have never seen the light of day and probably never will because they just weren't memorable for me. I didn't feel like I would be proud showing them to people. So I guess Try is I think that's a good way of putting it. Try is like the first song in ages that I'd felt really, really proud of and that I really wanted to share.
Take me on a little trajectory. Try's there, it gets some attention, it gets some airplay, and then what happens?
So the day that Try got uploaded to Triple J Unearthed, someone that I know that works at Unearthed messaged me saying, we're going to play it straight away. They played it on Unearthed radio straight away. And then I think they played it on Triple J radio straight away. And within a couple of hours, I had a bunch of emails from people, including my manager, Jake, now. There were a few that popped up, and I kind of first of all started off by looking at who else they managed and how I felt about those artists. Well, he manages Methyl Ethyl, who I'm a big fan of. Tired Lion.
Okay.
Another Australian band. And Cloud Control.
So you kind of figure, all right, this guy's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of all those bands.
Sure, sure. And then in terms of label, did you get a lot of attention from the Universal Australias and the big guys?
No, not really. Label stuff kind of came a bit later. From memory, I didn't really get much label stuff super early on. It was more people in Australia, like managers and bookers.
Back to your degree, creative industries.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Tell me what that, why did you take that and how did that get you to us sitting here today?
Well, to be honest, I don't really think it got me here. It was kind of a side thing. It was really important to my parents that I went to university. So half the reason I did it was kind of for them.
Good
for you. Which sounds really ungrateful.
I have a 17-year-old daughter who's filling out her college application as we speak.
Yeah, totally. So I know that sounds really bratty and ungrateful.
No, not at all.
But it was very important to them.
It sounds very honest and real.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I really had no idea what I wanted to do other than be a musician.
So why did you, what did you take?
So I did, I studied the entertainment industry and music studies.
Wow.
Which is more like,
but well, it was also the business part.
Totally. So the entertainment industry part was the business part.
So you were prepared for anything that was about to hit you in this crazy thing that you're doing.
Totally. But it was more that I was doing it. I wasn't really doing it to support this, well, the kind this career path. It was more as like a, you know, another option in case being...
If all else fails.
Exactly. It was like, well, at least I have a, you know, a good understanding and an education in the industry. If I wanted to become some other component, like
a booker
or something.
If only more people writing, co-writing with your partner in crime.
Yes.
So is he like... And this is not the how do you write together question, but he's also your art partner and all of that.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
It works really well because we've known each other for so long, and he was in a band. You know, we met because we were both in bands. We had the same taste in music. We still do have the same taste in music, and we work together really well. I guess it works particularly well because we are really honest with each other, and we know that we don't mean anything personally when it comes to, you know, shutting down each other's ideas or coming to compromises when we're writing. So usually I'll write either an entire song or, you know, 60% of a song, and then I'll come to him and he'll help me either finish writing the song or finish, or, you know, do a much better demo with a clearer idea, because he's a lot better at that side of things, like recording. And also just recording with two people is a lot easier than recording with one person, even if you have the same skill set.
Yeah, and it says on the... Very brave of you, by the way, to include lyrics and everything with
the
EP.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, EPs don't usually go that far.
Yeah.
It was recorded at home, and then you mentioned two studios.
Yes.
So I know you played with lots of weird synth sounds, and there's bells at the end of you know a song. There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot going on, yeah.
What did you record at home, and then what did you bring into the studio? And then you've also got a producer that
so
I don't know much about.
John Castle jumps. We jump in the studio with John Castle to do the full recordings of everything.
And give us the John Castle repertoire.
Rundown.
Yes.
So he's worked with a lot of pop artists in Australia, like Vance Joy and Cub Sport. Greta
so
Ray,
did you choose
Washington.
Him for a sound?
Because
you wanted what you got—a really lush.
Partly. Also because I'm friends with the band Cub Sport and they recommended him.
Got it.
They recommended him for obviously professional reasons because they think he's amazing and he is, but also because they're really good friends with him and they just knew that we'd get along with him really well. He'd make us feel really comfortable, which he does. So they recommended him. We contacted him and sent him the try demo and he was really into it. So usually what he does, which is really cool, is he keeps a lot of the original demo in the final recording.
Really?
Which may sound lazy, but it's, you know...
No.
Totally,
it sounds like there's a purity to it.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to get out of it.
Totally. So it keeps a lot of the original
vibe
of the demo. Yeah, it doesn't make it too hi-fi and perfect.
But how developed are your demos?
It depends. Some of them... Try was pretty well developed. I think most of them these days are quite well developed. The only one that wasn't was Bad Guy. I kind of had like a verse, the verse and the chorus just repeating over and over again, and it was just me on an organ and singing. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do with it, so we kind of just nutted it out in the studio. And that took a bit more time. But the other ones were pretty, they're all written. It's just the production that we play around with.
But this is, you can hear the work in this. Mm-hmm. You can hear the hard work that went into this. And I've come up with a name for this. I call it a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Oh.
It is sugar-coated on the, and this is my favorite music in the world. It is sugar-coated on the outside.
Uh-huh.
But when you get through that glossy, crunchy sugar coating, you get to the dark, really chewy stuff.
Wow, yeah.
And you have to really listen. So, you know, falling in love for the first time. But then this is as much the Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Leslie Gore.
Yeah.
It's girl group stuff.
Yeah.
The dark part.
Yeah.
In the sugar coating. You're very aware that you're doing this.
I am very aware of it. Yeah. I love songs. You know, the Sundays are the perfect example of having really quite sad, melancholic lyrics.
Oh, yeah. It makes you want to cry,
as
you're swooning at
exactly,
the same time.
Exactly, yeah, with beautiful summery acoustic. You know, that was part of our decision to put in the acoustic guitar live. Yeah, because bands like that did it, and it was a really good way of brightening up the sound while keeping it dark at the same time.
But this is a lush record. Mm.
Yeah. Well, I guess part of it comes down to the fact that I've been in bands for so long. I've been a music fan for so long. I'm not 18. I've kind of been wanting to do this for so long
You've
that
paid
I was
your
really,
dues.
In a way, yeah. I've been, you know, kind of working towards this for years quietly by myself and bringing people in one by one to help me out and to help, you know, make it what it is now.
I love doing this. Conquering the U.S. You know, I mean, Australia is this wonderful place, yeah. Right? And you could tour Australia and you can have quite the amazing living. But, you know, the UK and the US, how much time do you actually spend thinking about the business part and what's next?
I don't know. I mean,
or I'm not.
I don't really think about the business side of it. I'm always thinking, you know, I can't wait to get back over to America. I can't wait to get back over to the UK. But it's not really in my hands whether we actually do or not. That's kind of up to other people. But, you know, if we could, we'd live here. We'd live on the West Coast. We love America.
Would you really?
Yeah, for sure. If it was doable.
And you see, there's so many people that in America right now would really like to be in Australia.
Yeah, totally. I know. And we're like, really? Do you want to swap places?
I mean, isn't that interesting? That's the way the world works.
Totally. I mean, the grass is always greener. And yeah, there are plenty of people who think Australia is this beautiful, amazing place, which it is. But if you've lived somewhere your whole life, I think no matter what, you're going to want to get out eventually.
Yeah, I think that's true. So back to pop, remixes, Cocteau Twins,
yes.
Robin. How did things like this come about? This is
very cool.
I mean, how much more brilliant for what you like to do could that possibly be?
Yeah, I know. It was scary. I was like, what next? Like, do I quit now while I'm ahead?
And no, you don't. But how do things like that come about?
That was, you know, really lucky that someone actually sent it to him and asked him if he liked it. So it wasn't, you know, he heard it on the radio and thought, I must meet this person. Somebody sent it to him and asked if he liked it. And then he expressed a lot of interest in working together after that. So, yeah, we sent him the stems for sure. And he played around with it and sent us back.
And did you just take what he gave you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you know, you wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, when you're dealing with someone that you respect that much, you know,
yeah.
You think about going, well, you know,
could you turn down the reverb?
Could you do a little bit of this?
Yeah. No, we were just so happy and excited. It was like whatever it did, we were so fine with.
The thing that happens after this, right, because I got this back in May. Mm-hmm. So there's a full length coming up. Now, is the full length going to include these plus?
No, none of those songs.
So rumor has it it's, quote, darker.
Well, I think it's more the production that gets a bit darker.
So keys that things are played in, instrumentation,
yeah, totally,
all that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's more, yeah, it's production and kind of, it's more sonically darker and expanding a bit more into different sounds.
Where did you learn to put things like to be played at maximum volume?
Uh-huh.
Because there are so many records that I grew up with.
Well, that's all credit to Joe. When he was designing the sleeve, that was totally his idea.
Do you feel like all the work you put in, that people understand it and they realize what it takes to get to this? Do you think that people do?
I really do. I think so. I think especially with this project more than with other things that I've worked on. I feel like people, you know, judging by the conversations I've had with people after shows and the messages I've received online, I think that a lot of people really do appreciate it, and the music means a lot to them, and yeah, they're very aware of how much goes into it, which is lovely. It's really nice to, you know, the things that I hear back.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside. So what two songs of yours do you want on the outside as the bread?
I guess maybe Sugar and Spice and Try.